B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Tzadik Aleph. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Omud Beis. And before we start the Gemara, we're going to go back to the Mishnah on Daf Peites Omud Aleph at the beginning of the Perek. And let's read the Mishnah again very quickly. Kol gagoyis ha'ir roshus achas. All the roofs of a city are considered a single roshus, which means if you have lots of homes that are close to each other and the roofs are connected or close to each other, they're all considered a single roshus. Ubilvad shelo yehi gag gavoya asoro ino muchasoro divrei Reb Meir, providing that, or as long as one roof is not higher than the other roof, 10 tfachim, all the roofs are considered a single roshus and one's allowed to carry from one to the other. That was the opinion of Reb Meir. The Mishnah, which is talking about gagois so far, all roofs, since the homes which are under these roofs are very, very separate entities, they belong to different owners, different people, therefore the roofs also are considered as, each roof is considered as a separate roshus, and therefore they said that you're not allowed to carry from one roof, from the roof belonging to Reuven, to the roof belonging to Shimon. And so far, Reb Meir and the Chachomim did not make any mention of anything other than roofs. Reb Shimon Oymir, the third opinion is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon maintains that Echod Gagois, Ve'echod Chatzeris, Ve'echod Karpifiois, that he mentions roofs, courtyards, and other enclosed areas that are not enclosed for residential purposes. Roshus achas hein, they are all considered a single type of roshus, lekelim sheshavsu l'toichon, provided that the kelim were in that roshus when Shabbos came in. So according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to carry from one roof to the next, from a chotzer to a roof, from a roof to a chotzer to a karpiv, they're all considered the same. If, however, these kelim, when Shabbos came in, were in a bayis, in a home, even Reb Shimon agrees that bayis is a different type of roshus than these, and therefore those kelim are not allowed to be taken to any gagois, chatzeris, or karpifiyis that are not in the same eruv as the bayis. So if the bayis has an eruv and is allowed to carry into its own chotzer, then you can carry kelim from the home into the chotzer. But then those kelim that were in the house when Shabbos came in and are now in the chotzer are not allowed to be taken to another chotzer or to a roof or a karpif. However, those kelim that were in a chotzer when Shabbos came in can be carried to any other chotzer, gag or karpif, according to Reb Shimon. That was the Mishnah. And we've discussed, we've had Daf Beites, Daf Tzadik, we've already learned different details of these opinions. And now let's see the Gemara inside. Omer of Yehuda, Keshetim Tzoloimar, if you want to understand the final conclusion of each of the three Tanoi mentioned in the Mishnah, it goes as follows. Ledivrei Reb Meir, Gagin Roshus Le'atzmon. According to Reb Meir, different roofs are considered a similar Roshus, not like the Chachomim that we're about to see, who hold that Gagois have the same status as Batim. Reb Meir says, no, Gagin Roshus Le'atzmon, all the roofs are a single Roshus. Chatzeres Roshus Le'atzmon, and Chatzeres are considered a single Roshus, and one can carry from one Chotzer to the other even without an Eruv. Karpifiyos Roshus Le'atzmon, and also Karpifiyos are considered a Roshus on their own. And Rashi explains that from the fact that Gagin Roshus Le'atzmon, you see the fact that they belong to different owners does not bother Reb Meir. And the only time where different owners would, according to Reb Meir, would restrict each other from carrying is only with Batim, not with Gagois. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, one should even be allowed to carry from Gagois to Chatzeres and Karpifiyos. But for that, there's a different reason Reb Meir says, not as Reb Meir himself says, that if you have two roofs, one on a higher level than the other, there's the gzeira of Tel Bereshus Harabim that we've discussed. So too, carrying from the roofs to the Chatzeres or Karpifiyos is the same issue. But from Karpif to Karpif, and Chotzer to Chotzer, and Gag to Gag, there's no restrictions. L'divrei Chachomim, according to the Chachomim, Gagin V'chatzeres reshus achas. Even though carrying from one roof to another roof is like carrying from one bayis to another and is osa, but carrying from a gag to a chotzer, or from a chotzer to a chotzer, and the chachamim do not hold of the gzeira of tail reshus harabim, and therefore reshus achas he, because the use of a gag and the use of a chotzer is similar, and therefore one can carry freely from the gagois to the chatzeris and from the chatzeris to other chatzeris. However, karpifiois, the karpif that has a distinctly different type of use, their rushus achasein, they have their own rushus, and one cannot carry from a karpif to a chotzer or gag. L'divrei Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, kulan rushus achasein, the chotzer, the gag, and the karpif are all considered a single rushus, and one can carry anything that when Shabbos came in, a utensil, an object that was in any one of these rishuyos can be carried to any other rishuyos, irrespective of whether it belongs to one person or it belongs to two people, and it's muta. That was what Rav Yehuda said. Continues the Gemara. Tanya kavosei de Rav. We're now going to bring proof to an opinion of Rav that we saw earlier on in the perek. Tanya kavosei de Rav Yehuda, and we're also going to bring proof to Rav Yehuda that we just saw now in the way he explains Reb Shimon. Tanya kavosei de Rav. What's the braisa that is substantiating, that's giving proof to Rav? Kol gago yishoir rushus achasein. And this braisa is starting with Rav Meir's opinion, that according to Rav Meir, all the roofs in the city are a single rushus. But you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer to a gag, or from a gag to a chotzer. But those kelim that when Shabbos came in, they were in the chotzer, one's allowed to move them in any chotzer in the town, from one chotzer to the next. And begagin, any kelim that were on the roofs, mutal taltalon begagin, one's allowed to move them from one roof to the next. Ubilvad shelo yehei gag gavoya asoro inomu chasoro divirab mei, on condition that one roof is not higher than the other roof, ten tfochim. And that's also the reason that he says you're not allowed to take it from the gag into the chotzer, or from the chotzer to the gag, because the gag is going to be at least ten tfochim higher than the chotzer. That was the opinion of Rameh. V'chachomim oimrim, kol echod v'echod rushus la'atzmoy, that every roof and every roof is its own rushus, and therefore one's not allowed to carry from one roof, from Reuven's rooftop to Shimon's rooftop. And not only that, within Reuven's rooftop, and this is what the Gemara wants to bring, v'ein metaltlin boy elo bedalad, even on Reuven's rooftop himself, he's only allowed to carry up to four amis, not more. And this is what we saw before, those machlekas Rav and Shmuel, whether according to the Chachomim you're allowed to carry just four amis or the whole roof. According to Shmuel, you can carry the entire rooftop. According to Rav, you cannot carry the entire rooftop, only four amis. This is proof to Rav from this braisa. Tanya kavasei de Rav Yehuda. Now we're bringing a braisa that is going to be proof to Rav Yehuda that we started with now, and the way he explained Reb Shimon. The braisa goes as follows. Omar Rebbe, k'shayinu leimdim Torah etzel Reb Shimon, when we used to go and learn Torah by Reb Shimon, but Tkoya, in a place called Tkoya, hayinu malin shemen, we used to take a lot of oil, v'aluntis, and towels, migag legag, from one rooftop to the other, umigag lechotzer, and from a roof to a chotzer, umichotzer lechotzer, and from one chotzer to another chotzer, umichotzer lekarpif, and this is what the Gemara is bringing this for. It even says here, michotzer lekarpif, that one's allowed to carry from a chotzer into a karpif, umikarpif lekarpif achir. That's what they would do. Ad shayinu magiyim etzel amayon, until we would reach the spring where they would toivel. Shayinu reichatzim boy, we would wash ourselves in that spring. Now, if we revert back to our Mishnah, in our Mishnah, when it's discussing Reb Meir, it only speaks about rooftops. It doesn't speak about chotzer or karpif. When it comes to Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, then Reb Shimon said, Echot gagois, echot chatzeris, echot karpifiois, rushus achasein, they're considered one rushus. It's not so clear in the Mishnah, what does that mean? Does that mean all gagois are one rushus, all chatzeris are one rushus, and all karpifiois are one rushus? Or are all these three together all considered one rushus? It's not so clear in the Mishnah. So that's where you have Rav Yehuda that we're learning now, where Rav Yehuda says that according to Rav Meir, not only called Gagois are called one Rishus, but all the Chatzeris are one Rishus and Karpifyes are one Rishus. That's Rav Meir's opinion, not Rav Shimon's. And Rav Shimon's opinion is that Kulon Rishus Achas, that all these three different types of Rishus, Gag, Chatz and Karpif, they're all one single Rishus. So, and this point you see in this Braisa. Because the Braisa says explicitly, "Umichotzer lekarpif," that you're allowed to carry from gag lechotzer and chotzer lekarpif. So you see clearly that in the Braisa, that according to Reb Shimon, you can carry even between one of these types and the other, exactly like Reb Yehuda learnt. And now the Braisa continues, "Omer Reb Yehuda, Maisa b'shas hasakona." There was a story, an incident at a time when it was also to practice Torah and mitzvahs. While Yinu Malin sefer Torah. And there was a Sefer Torah that was in a Chotzer when Shabbos came in, and they would take the Sefer Torah mechotzer legag, or migag lechotzer, or mechotzer lekarpeif, likreis boy. Again, they would take it from one type of Rishus to another, they're all the similar types, but it was from Chotzer to gag, from gag to karpeif. And so they brought proof from this story that one is allowed to, that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, and you're allowed to carry from Chotzer to gag to karpeif. Says the Braisa, no, Amruloi, they said, Rabbi Yehuda, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shas HaTzakon Araya. The fact that they did it then, they relied on Rabbi Shimon, in that when it was a danger, you cannot bring proof that in other times where it's not a danger, that that is the preferred halachic ruling. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Oimir Echod Gab, Echod Gagin V'chulu. Now, as we saw the Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the Mishnah, that Gagin Chatzeris and Karpifyos are a single Rishus. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Rav is now going to teach us two things. Firstly, Alocha Reb Shimon, Rav maintains the Alochas like Reb Shimon. The second thing is telling us that even according to Reb Shimon, that allows us to carry from one Chotzer to the next, those utensils, those objects that were in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in, you can carry them to another Chotzer, there's a condition. That's a condition that there's no risk at all that there are any objects in the chotzer that came from the house. Because if there's a chance that in the same chotzer, there's also objects that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, and also items that were in the home when Shabbos came in, then in the event that there was, let's for example say there was an Eruv, and therefore the one was allowed to take things from in the house out into the chotzer, but those things that were in the house, you cannot take from this chotzer to another chotzer, because bayis and chotzer are distinctly different types of entities. So you've got in the same chotzer also objects that were in the house, also objects that were in the chotzer. Those that were in the chotzer, you can take to another chotzer, even though there was no eruv chatzeris. But the items that were in the house, you're not allowed to take into the next chotzer, and that's something that lends itself to confusion. So Rav said, "V'hu shaloi irvoi." The only time that Rav Shimon allows us to carry from one chotzer to the other without an eruv is only if the eruv you're carrying, if the chotzer you're carrying from does not have an eruv. If it doesn't have an eruv, then it's prohibited to take anything from the house into the chotzer, which means that anything that was not in the chotzer when Shabbos came in is not going to come into the chotzer over Shabbos. And if so, Rav Shimon says, you can take anything from this chotzer and take it to the next chotzer. However, aval irvoi, if there is an eruv between the bayis and this chotzer, and therefore one was allowed to take items from the home into the chotzer, now Rav Shimon says, I'm no longer allowing you to take things from this chotzer into the next chotzer, because you may take those items that were in the house into the next chotzer. Because we're afraid that you're going to take those vessels, those utensils, those objects that were in the homes when Shabbos came in, lechotzer, and take it to the second chotzer, the one that didn't join the Eruv, and that's Asa. That's what Rav held. Ushmuel Omar Shmuel says no. Bein Irvoi, ubein Shaloi Irvoi. We're not afraid, irrespective of whether there's an Eruv or not an Eruv in Chotzer number one, anything that was in Chotzer number one when Shabbos came in, one was allowed to take to Chotzer number two. B'chein Omer, Rabbi Yechanan also said like Shmuel, Mi Lachshach, who whispered into your ear, Rav, that when the halacha is like Reb Shimon, but only providing that Chotzer number one doesn't have an Eruv, if Chotza number one has an Eruv, then you're afraid and therefore you're not allowed to carry into Chotza number two. Who told you that you're supposed to differentiate that way? And I, Rabbi Yochanan, hold Bein Eruvoy or Bein Shaloi Eruvoy, like Shmuel said, in both cases, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can carry from one Chotza to the other Chotza. Only those Kalim that were in the Chotza when Shabbos came in. Says the Gemara, Maskiflor of Chizda le Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chizda is going to ask a question to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Yoimru, according to you, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that even if there is an Eruv in between the Bayis and Chotza number one, you allow us to take vessels, items that were in Chotza number one and carry them into Chotza number two, even though those items that were in the Bayis when Shabbos came in and are now in Chotza number one, those items are not allowed to be taken into Chotza number two. Yoimru, Shnei Kelim b'chotza echad. People are going to wonder, how can you have two items in the same Chotza, in Chotza number one, Zeh Mutter, and the item that was in the Chotza when Shabbos came in, one is allowed to take to Chotza number two, Vzeh Osir, but the item that was not in the Chotza, you're not allowed to take to Chotza number two. People are going to get confused. And they're going to end up taking those items that were in the Bayis when Shabbos came in and taking them into Chotza number two. Answers the Gemara, Rav Shimon l'tamei d'loi gozar. It's true that Rav said this on Rav Shimon, that it's true that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan said this on Rav Shimon's back, but they had reference from Rav Shimon elsewhere that Rav Shimon is not concerned. Why? Titnan, we learned in a Mishnah, and we've already seen this a couple of times in the Masechta. Omer Rav Shimon, and there we're talking about when you have three people who are all outside the Tchum, for whatever good or bad reason, they went beyond the allowed 2,000 amis, and now they're only allowed to go 4 amis around where they are. So they each have a 4x4 amis on Shabbos. What happens if you have three people next to each other, all in a similar situation, and you've got Reuven on the right, Shimon in the middle, Levi on the left? The left-hand 2 amis of Reuven, they overlap the right-hand 2 amis of Shimon. The left-hand 2 amis of Shimon overlap the right-hand 2 amis of Levi. And the discussion is, are Reuven and Levi allowed to put their items into the part, is Reuven allowed to put his items into his left-hand 2 amis and Levi into the right-hand 2 amis, both in the same area now where Shimon is, or are we afraid that via Shimon, Reuven's items are going to be taken to Levi's 4 amis, and Levi's 4 amis are entirely outside Reuven's 4 amis, and then the items will have moved outside the permitted area? That was the discussion. So the Mishnah says, you know, it's compared to a case of three chatzeres. If you have a Reuven's chatz on the right, Shimon's chatz in the middle, Levi's chatz on the left. They don't need to go through each other to get out into the Rosh Hashanah. They have their own end exits. However, there's a doorway between the three. And if there's a significant doorway, as we've learned, then there could be an Eruv between them. And what happened? Reuven made an Eruv Chatzeres with Shimon. Levi made an Eruv Chatzeres with Shimon. However, Reuven and Levi did not make an Eruv Chatzeres together. So he muteres imoin. Shimon in the middle Chotza is allowed to carry his from his Chotza to Reuven's Chotza on the right and to Levi's Chotza on the left. Vehein muteres imo. Reuven is allowed to carry into Shimon's Chotza and Levi is allowed to carry into Shimon's Chotza. Ubeis hachitzoinyois asurin zeimze. But Reuven is obviously not allowed to, his items are not allowed to get to Levi's Chotzer, and Levi's Chotzer items are not allowed to get to Reuven's Chotzer. Why are we not afraid that if Reuven is allowed to take his items into Shimon, and Shimon is allowed to take his items into Levi's Chotzer, why are we not concerned that the Shimon is going to take not only his own items into Levi's Chotzer, but also Reuven's items into Levi's Chotzer? A similar concern that we have over here in our Gemara. And we see that Rav Shimon didn't make such a gezeira, and therefore here too also there is no gezeira, and we're not worried that somebody is going to take out the items that were in the home when Shabbos came in and are now in Chotza number one, is going to take them out to Chotza number two together with the items that were in Chotza number one when Shabbos came in. Rav Shimon is not worried. We're not worried that Shimon in the middle Chotza is going to take out the utensils from Reuven's Chotza and put it into Levi's Chotza. Hachanami, so too. In our case, like Gozrinon, Dilma Osi, Lafuke Mona, Debatim, Lechotzer. And obviously, the Rishonim here discuss, according to Rav, Rav says that in the case of our Sugya, we are concerned that those items in the Chotzer that were in the house are going to, by mistake, be taken to Chotzer number two, even though Rav agrees with that Mishnah that Reb Shimon wasn't worried when it came to the Tchumin and when it came to the three different Chatzeris. So the Rishonim discuss that. Continues the Gemara. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is now going to ask a question against Rav. Rav said that even though the halacha is like Rav Shimon, one's allowed to carry from one chotzer to the next. However, that's only providing that in chotzer number one, there was no Eruv. If there was an Eruv, as we discussed, Rav is machmir. So now Rav Sheshes is asking a question. Rav Shimon Oimer, Echot Gagois, Ve'echot Chatzeirois, Ve'echot Karpifiois, Roshus Achasein, Lekeilin Sheshofsu B'Seichon. This is our Mishnah that we saw at the beginning of the Perek, that according to Reb Shimon, any Kalim that are in any of these Roshuyos, Gagois, Chatzeirois, or Karpifiois, when Shabbos comes in, one's allowed to take them to any other Gag, Chotzer, or Karpif. And he adds on, but only the Kalim that were in the Roshus, in one of these Roshuyos, when Shabbos came in. However, those Kalim that when Shabbos came in were in the home, then those Kalim ones not allowed to take from Chotzer A to Chotzer B. So, says Rav Sheshes, E Omris Bishleima de Irvu, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanon, who say that even if there's an Eruv between the Bayis and Chotzer number one, one's allowed to take utensils that were in Chotzer number one when Shabbos came in into Chotzer number two, then I can understand. Bishleima de Irvui, in the case that there's an Eruv, I can understand these extra words that Reb Shimon said that v'loy lekelim sheshavsu b'tzeich habayis, that the kelim that when Shabbos came in were in the bayis, you're not allowed to take from Chotzer A to Chotzer B. How did those kelim from the bayis get to Chotzer A? It must be that there's an eruv. Well, that's what Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanon say, that even in the case when there was an eruv, Reb Shimon's halacha applies, that those things that were in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in, you're allowed to take to another Chotzer. Haynu de mishkachas lo mona debatim b'chotzer. That's how the items that were in the house are found in the chotzer. Eloi omris, but according to you, Rav, who say, b'shaloi iruvu, that the only time you're allowed to take from chotzer A to chotzer B is if there was no eruv between chotzer A and the house, heicha mishkachas lamona debatim b'chotzer, then you're not allowed to take anything from the house to the chotzer. So why did Reb Shimon have to say that the utensils that were in the house when Shabbos came in are not allowed to be carried from Chotzer A to Chotzer B? Well, how do they get to Chotzer A if there was no Eruv? And this seems to be proof to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanon. Answers the Gemara, Hu Moisiv Lo Muvu Mefarek Lo. Rav Sheshes asked the question, but Rav Sheshes also answered it, that it's possible to have a case where there's no Eruv between the Bayis and the Chotzer, and Chotzer A, and nonetheless, there's Kalim that were in the Bayis that find themselves in Chotzer A, and that's why Reb Shimon has to say that those Kalim are not allowed to be taken to Chotzer B. How is that possible? Bekumsa v'sudra. Hats, scarves, clothes that a person is wearing, where even if there's no Eruv, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to wear a garment, put it, wear the garment in the house, and take it out into the Chotzer. And then there's nothing wrong with taking such a garment off when you're in the Chotzer. So those garments that when Shabbos came in, they were in the home. Now they were carried out by means of wearing and are now in Chotzer A. Reb Shimon has to say that in that case, do not carry these garments from Chotzer A to Chotzer B. Continues the Gemara. Tarshima. We're going to try and bring proof now to Rav that says that you're only allowed to carry from Chotzer A to Chotzer B those things that were in Chotzer A when Shabbos came in, on condition that there was no Eruv between the Bayis and Chotzer A. And this is a Tosefta, that the first part of half of this Tosefta is actually quoted in a Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel. Anshei Chotzer. If you have people in a Chotzer and they all made an Eruv between themselves, v'anshimir peset, and then you had the people living on the upper layer, the upper floor, and they had their own balcony, which they shared, so to speak, as a chotzer for themselves, and they made an eruv between themselves also. How did the people from the top floor get out? There was a ladder going down from the mirpeset, from this balcony, down into the chotzer. And the fact that there is such a ladder and the people of the Mirpeset, they are going through the Chotzer, down this ladder, through the Chotzer and out, that is not something that bothers us, and that's something which we discussed already on Daf Nun Tes. However, the question is, are you allowed to carry between the balcony and the Chotzer? V'shachachu v'lo irvu. Even though they each made an independent Eruv, the people in the Chotzer made an Eruv and the people in the Mirpeses made an Eruv, but they didn't make an Eruv joining the Mirpeses to the Chotzer. Are they allowed to carry from one to the other? And clearly not. And the halacha is, kol shegavoya asorot tfochim. If there's any type of structure, whether it's an amud, a pillar, or the number of different examples that we've seen, a rock possibly, that we've seen in the sugyas previously, then if this pillar is 10 tfachim high, then we say that since it's so comfortable and easy for the people on the Mirpeset to use it, and it's so challenging for the people in the Chotzer to use it in a way that one would normally use a Chotzer, to have to use it on a height of 10 tfachim, therefore we say that le Mirpeses, only the people in the Mirpeses are allowed to use the top of this beam and not the people on the Chotzer. Pochis mikan. However, if this pillar is less than 10 tfachim high, then le Chotzer, then not only is it used comfortably by the people on the Mirpeses, it's also used comfortably by the people in the Chotzer. And since it's shared by both, then it's also for either of them to use this pillar to carry from the chotzer onto this pillar. Bamed dvarim amurim. When is this true? Shehayu elu shel rabim ve'elu shel rabim. If there are a number of people on the merpeset and a number of people in the chotzer underneath, ve'irvu elu laatzmon ve'elu laatzmon, and they made an eruv to be able to carry in the merpeset, and they made an eruv to be able to carry in the chotzer. But they'd oy shel yichidim, or that there's only one person living in the chotzer and one person living on the merpeset, and then they're obviously allowed to carry in the chotzer merpeset because there's nobody else there to restrict them. She'ein shrichim la'ariv. If there's only one person at the top, one person at the bottom, they don't need an eruv to carry in their own area. However, hoyu shel rabim v'shachachu v'loy irvu. If there are many people living at the top and many people living at the bottom, v'shachachu v'loy irvu, they didn't make any eruv at all, then in that case, gag v'chotzer v'achsadra umir peses, the roof, the courtyard, the porches, the balconies, kulon rishus achas hein, they're all one rishus and they can carry between them freely. So what do you see in this braisa? Tama d'loy irvu. The only reason that they're allowed to carry freely between all these areas is only because they didn't make their own private Eruv. Ha Eruv. But if they made each one their own Eruv, loy. In that case, we didn't say what we said here. And in that case, they will not be allowed to carry from the Gag to the Chotzer and the Achsadra and the Mirpeset. So you see clearly, like Rav, that Rav said that when are you allowed to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer? Only if there's no Eruv there. That means because there's no Eruv on the Merpeset on its own, then there's no risk of the items that were in the Aliyos, in the upper floor homes, would find themselves on the Merpeset. And only because there's no Eruv in the Chotzer underneath, that there's no risk of the items that were in the Bais, on the lower level Batim, when Shabbos came in, would find themselves in the Chotzer. So the only items that are now outside are items that were outside when Shabbos came in. Therefore, you're allowed to carry freely between the Chotzer, the Gag, etc. However, if there was a local Eruv either on the Merpeset or in the Chotzer, and now there's a risk that there's going to be items that were in the house when Shabbos came in, they're going to be in the Chotzer, and now if you say that you can carry from the Chotzer to the Gag, you're going to not only take the items that were in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in, by mistake you might take the items that were not in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in, and with that we're not allowing. This Tosefta clearly seems to learn like Rav. And says the Gemara, this is not a proof to Rav. Ha'amani Rabbonon hi. It could be it's the opinion of the Rabbonon. Don't forget, what did we say before? It was Rav Shimon himself who was not concerned, like we saw with the three Chatzeros and by the Tchumen, that Rav Shimon was not concerned that items that were brought from from two different places into a middle area, we're not afraid they're going to get confused. However, the Chachomim, they argue. The Chachomim argue the Pshimon, and we saw this on Daf Memtes, but the three Chatzeres, the Chachomim say, you're not allowed to carry from the outside Chatzeres into the middle Chatzar, because we're afraid that it's then going to be taken to the other outside Chatzar without an Eruv. So according to the Rabbonon, it's clear to everybody, Rav and Shmuel, even Shmuel would agree to that, that according to the Rabbonon, there is such a concern. And therefore, according to the Rabbonon, it's clearly that even though you can carry from a chotzer to a chotzer, that's only if there's no Eruv there. And therefore, there's no risk that there's items from the house that when Shabbos came in are now in the chotzer. Daikanami. And I'll prove to you that this Braisa here is following the Rabbonon and not Reb Shimon. Deloy katoni karpif umavui. According to Reb Shimon, not only are gagois and chatzerois considered a single rishus, but karpifios and mavui are also considered a single rishus with the gagois v'chatzerois. The Chachomim not. The Chachomim say only gagois v'chatzerois, not mavui and karpif. And if you look in this Braisa, it says here that gag v'chotzer v'achsadur merpeset, they are all rishus achas. It doesn't say mavui and doesn't say karpif. So it seems here that this is the Rabbonon. According to Rabbonon, it's true. Even Shmuel agrees that in the event that there was an eruv between the bayis and chotzer A, that you're not allowed to carry anything from chotzer A to chotzer B because of this concern. Continues the Gemara. And we're going to try and bring another proof to Rav. Toshima. You have five chatzeres. Every chatzer's got a number of homes. And these chatzeres, they have significant openings between one and the other, so they could really make a ruvei chatzeres between them. And besides for that, each of these five chatzeres are open to a mavui. And we know that if you want to carry from the homes to the chotzer, you need an eruv chatzeris. You want to carry from the homes into the mavui, you need a shitufei mavois. At this point, we're going to understand that this braisa means nobody did any eruvs, not eruv chatzeris. They didn't make an eruv chatzeris within each chotzer. They didn't make eruv chatzeris joining the chatzeris. They didn't make a shitufei mavois, which is also a type of eruv. Then, you're not allowed to take kelim from the chotzer, any chotzer to the mavui, nor from the mavui to the chotzer. The kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer. However, those kelim, those items that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, mutar l'taltlon b'chotzer. You're allowed to carry them within the chotzer and from one chotzer to another chotzer. U'b'mavui osur. However, even those kelim that were in the mavui when Shabbos came in, you're not allowed to carry them in the mavui. That's how we're supposed to understand the braisa at this point in the Gemara. Reb Shimon, matir. Reb Shimon says you're allowed to carry from the chotzer into the mavui those kelim that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in. Why? Shehoya Reb Shimon oimer. Reb Shimon said as follows: Kol zman shehim shel rabim, and these are the words that we're going to be working on. Whenever there's a rabim, there's a lot of people, lots of homes in lots of chatzeros in a mavui, v'shachachu v'loy irvu, and they didn't make any eruv. And at this point, we're understanding the braisa that it's because they didn't make any eruv, because there was no eruv chatzeros whatsoever, and therefore there was no way that any items that were in the houses when Shabbos came in would find their way to the chotzer. And therefore, anything in the chotzer can be taken, according to Reb Shimon, gag, v'chotzer, v'achsadra, umir peset, v'karpi, v'movui, kulon rishus achas hein. Anything that was in any chotzer can be taken to any other chotzer and can be taken to any from the chotzer to the movui. It's all one rishus. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon. And why, tama, deloy irvu? It's because that's as we read the braisa, it's kol zman shehim shel rabim v'shachachu v'loy irvu, because they didn't make an eruv. Ha irvoy, in the event that they did make an eruv, and then there was the risk that there are items that were in the homes when Shabbos came in are now in the chotzer, loy, in that case, Reb Shimon will not allow us to take any kelim from one chotzer to another, or from the chotzer to the mavui. This is a clear proof to Rav. Answers the Gemara, no. My loy irvu, you read it wrong. It's not because there's no eruv, even eruv echatzeris, and that's why Reb Shimon allowed it, and that would be proof to Rav. No. What does it mean, my loy irvu? Loy irvu Chatzeiros Behadi Adadi. Of course, we're talking about a case where there was an Eruv between the homes and each Chatzer. However, there was no Eruv between the Chatzeiros, nor was there an Eruv Echatzeiros, an Eshitufei Mavois. Ha Chatzer Ubatim, but between the Chatzer and the Batim, of course there was an Eruv. And that's how we're going to read the Braisa, not because there was no Eruv. No. In spite of the fact that there was no Eruv between the Chatzeros and between the Chatzeros and the Mavoi, but there was an Eruv between the Batim and the Chotzer, and therefore there would be reason for concern, nonetheless, Reb Shimon says that even though there was no Eruv by the Mavoi, you're still allowed to take the Kalim that were in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in, into the Mavoi, and we're not concerned that the Kalim that were in the Bayis when Shabbos came in are going to by mistake be taken as well. Asks the Gemara, V'haloi irvu iktoni. The Braisa says that Shachachu v'loi irvu, that it seems to mean that they didn't make any Eruv whatsoever. And according to how we're learning now, on the contrary, they made an Eruv between the Batim and the Chotzer, they just didn't make an Eruv between the Chatzeris, and they didn't make an Eruv with the Mavoi, Shitufei Mavois. Answers the Gemara, Mai loy irvu, what does it mean loy irvu, that they didn't make any Eruv whatsoever, any type of Eruv? And the way we learnt it, that there is a type of Eruv Echatzeris they did do, yes, there is a type of Eruv Echatzeris they did do, which is between the Bayis and the Chotzer, but there's a type of Eruv that they didn't do at all. And what is that? Loy nishtatfu, they didn't make any Shitufei Mavois. And we find sometimes that a Shitufei Mavois is called an Eruv. And that's how we have to read the Braisa. The Braisa is only talking about Shitufei Mavois. That since, or even though, Loy Irvu, they didn't make any Shitufei Mavois, but there was an Eruv Chatzeros, or some type of Eruv Chatzeros, at least between the Bayis and the Chotzer. Even in that case, where there is such a risk, as we've been discussing, nonetheless, even though there's no Eruv, no Shitufei Mavois, you're allowed to carry into the Mavui. V'ibois Eima, says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ledivreim derabonon ko'omarlu. Reb Shimon is actually addressing the Rabbonon. And they're saying to the Rabbonon as follows, Ledidi, according to I, Reb Shimon, Leishna irvoi, Leishna loy irvoi. As we said before, I, Reb Shimon, we saw an Omid Aleph, I'm not concerned that items that were in the homes are going to, by mistake, get taken out beyond their own chotzer, as we discussed. And therefore, irrespective of whether there was an Eruv between the homes and the Chotzer or not, I allow anything that was in the Chotzer to be taken out even to the Mavui. Elo leditchu, but you chachomim, that we saw early on in this Omid, that the Rabbonon, they were concerned, and they held that in the case of the three Chatzeris, they held that if there's a reason to be concerned that things that were in the Bayis when Shabbos came in would get taken to the wrong Chotzer or to the Mavui, therefore you're not allowed to, in that case, you're not allowed to at all to carry from one Chotzer to the other. At least you agree to me, asks, says Reb Shimon to the Chachomim, agree to me that when there's no Eruv at all, that if there's no Eruv, and therefore nothing that was in the homes can actually be taken into any Chotzer, therefore at least according to, in that case, agree to me that anything that was in any Chotzer can be taken out even to the Mavui, because it's one, the same way as you say that the roofs and Chatzeres are one Chotzer, and Achsadra and Mirpeset are all one, agree to me that also Mavui is just one Rishus, and you can carry into the Mavui. V'omrulei the Chachomim, v'omrulei Rabbonon, loy, the Rabbonon say no. It's not good enough that we don't have the concern about the Kalim that were in the house. There's another issue here. Is it considered the same type of Rishus? Shtei Rishuyos hein. It's true that Gagois and Chatzeros and Achsadra and Merpeset is one type of Rishus. However, Karpef and Mavui, as we've seen previously, is a very different type of Rishus. And therefore, we do not agree with you, with Reb Shimon. And even if there is no Eruv Chatzeros, we do not allow anything that was in the Chotzer to be taken to the Mavui. It can be taken to another Chotzer, but not out to the Mavui. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar. And one of the things we mentioned in this Braisa, we said that the kelim sheshavsu bechotzer muter leteltelon bechotzer ubemavoy osur. And how did we read that when we learnt the brisa? Bemavoy osur means that even those kelim that were in the mavoy when Shabbos came in are not allowed to be carried in the mavoy. Omer mar ubemavoy osur leim masiyah leil Reb Zeira. Is this proof to Reb Zeira? Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, to Omer Reb Zeira Omer Rav, mavoy sheloi nishtatfu boy, a mavoy that they did not do shitufim uvois, ein metaltlin elo bedalad amis. You're not allowed to carry anything there more than 4 amis. So do we have proof to this opinion of Rav from this brisa? Says the Gemara, no. Eima ulem mavoy osa. Don't read it ubem mavoy osa, anything in the mavoy is osa. Rather read it lem mavoy. Also, you're not allowed to carry anything from a chotzer to the mavui, and that's the opinion of the Chachomim. Asks the Gemara, Hainu Reisha, isn't that exactly just a duplicate of what it says in the Reisha? The Braisa 2 lines earlier said explicitly that you're not allowed to carry from Osa lehachnis lehoitzi mechotzer lemavui umina mavui lechotzer. So why do you have to repeat again ulemavui osur? Says the Gemara, Mishnah Yisera Itzrichalei, I need the Braisa to tell it to us again to teach us something. Maldatema, I may have thought, Ki pligi Rabbonon oleid Reb Shimon, when is there machlokes here, Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon, whether you can take something from the Chotzer to the Mavoy? Hanamil hecha de irvu. The only machlokes is if there's an Eruv between the Bayis and the Chotzer, then there's a machlokes. Reb Shimon is not concerned that the items from the Bayis will find their way to the Mavui, and the Rabbonon are concerned. Aval hecha deloy irvu moidele. I may have thought that when there's no Eruv between the Bayis and the Chotzer, and the only items in the Chotzer are those that were in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in, I may have thought that the Chachomim would agree to Reb Shimon that you can carry them into the Mavui. Kumash Malon, that's what the Brais is telling us, that according to the Chachomim, they do not agree with Reb Shimon on this, and they say that it's a different type of Rishus, and one's not allowed to take anything from a Chotzer to a Mavui in the absence of Shitufei Mavois. Continues the Gemara, Omer le Ravina le Ravashi, Mi Omer Reb Yochanan Hachi? Could Reb Yochanan have held, like we see now, like Shmuel said, that even when there is an Eruv and there's a risk of items from the house being in the Chotzer, nonetheless we allow you to carry from this Chotzer to another Chotzer those items that were not in the house when Shabbos came in? Could Reb Yochanan hold that way? We know there's a rule, a global rule of Reb Yochanan, that whenever you have an anonymous Mishnah, the halacha is like that Mishnah. Utnan. And we learnt in a Mishnah, Koisel Shabein Shtei Chatzeris. You have 2 Chatzeris, Reuven's Chotz on the right and Shimon's Chotz on the left, and you have a wall in between the 2. Gavoya Asorah V'Reichav Arbo, it's 4 Tvachim wide and 10 Tvachim high. Ma'arvin Shnaim V'ein Ma'arvin Echod. Since there's no significant entranceway between the 2, then they each have to make their own Eruv. In the event that Reuven's Chotzer has a number of homes in, they have to make Eruv Chatzeris. Shimon's Chotzer has a number of homes, they have to make Eruv Chatzeris. Ve'in ma'arvin echod, but they cannot make a single Eruv merging the 2, because you need an entranceway for that. Hoyu b'roishay peiris, we've discussed this already previously, if there's fruits on the top of this wall, Eilu oilin mikan, the people in Reuven's Chotzer can go up to the top of the wall, v'oichlin, and eat from the fruits. Ve'elu oilin mikan, v'oichlin, and the ones on the Shimon's Chotzer, the other Chotzer, the left-hand Chotzer, can also go up and eat from the fruits. Ubilvad shelo yuridu lemato, on condition that you do not take any of the fruit from the top of the wall down. And why are you not allowed to take from the top of the wall down? Because the top of the wall is considered like a different chotzer than the chotzer down below. And you're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other. Because, like we said, there's no Eruv Chatzeris between these 2 Chatzeris because there's a wall in between. And you're not allowed to take from one Chotzer to the next. And this is an anonymous Mishnah saying that from Chotzer to Chotzer is Osir. So if you learn like Rav, who Rav says that the only time that you're allowed to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer is if there's no Eruv between the Bayis and the Chotzer, then I can understand. We'll say that over here we're talking about that there was an Eruv between the Bayis and the Chotzer, and that's why you're not allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the Chotzer. However, according to Rabbi Yechanon, like Shmuel, says that irrespective of whether there's an Eruv between the Bayis and the Chotzer, one is allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the Chotzer. Why can you not take the fruits from the top of the wall down into the Chotzer? Answers the Gemara, my lemato. Do you know what it means that you're not allowed to take it down? Lemato lebatim. You're not allowed to take it down into the homes. Because even what we're discussing now, that you're allowed to take something from one chotzer to another chotzer, you're not allowed to take it from a bayis to a different chotzer or from a chotzer to a different bayis. And that's also, everybody agrees with that. Asks the Gemara, v'atani Reb Chiya, when Reb Chiya was learning this Mishnah in his Brisas, it didn't say like it says in our Mishnah, on condition that you don't take it down, and then we can explain what it means, don't take it down, it means don't take it into the home. No, he says on condition that you don't stand at the bottom of the wall and eat from those fruits. And that's clear that he means you're not allowed to take it from the top of the wall down to the base of the wall. Not talking about taking it into the house, and even that's also, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who rules like this anonymous Mishnah, and he also says that in any event you can carry from a chotzer to a chotzer, how is he going to answer this contradiction? Omar Lei. When Rabbi learned this Mishnah, Rabbi didn't say like Reb Chiya says that ובלבד שלא יהיה זה עומד במקומוי. Rabbi said, ובלבד שלא יורידו למטו. He says, you're not allowed to take it down. Rabbi didn't say more than that. So in Rabbi's version of this Mishnah, what it means is, you're not allowed to take it down into the house. Reb Chiya says, you're not even allowed to take it down into the chotzer, just below the wall. Who told Reb Chiya that that's how you're supposed to read this Mishnah? And since Reb Chiya accept this version of the Mishnah, there's no question from the Stam Mishnah, there's no contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.